Hey, Wanda.
Hey there.
How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. My guitar.
Good.
My guitar.
I like it. I like it. All right, so today we are going to talk about Route 664 radio.
Yay.
Yay, which is your radio or radio station that you created. And it's
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it, and I can remember when this was just a vision of yours. So, so I think it would be really appropriate for you to just talk to us about Route 664. What is it? That's a real guitar.
Yeah, it is. I'm just trying to get it to either be in the picture or not. Make up its
Oh,
mind. Yeah,
you play?
whatever. Not really. I used to, and I dropped my lessons. I never stuck with it, but I love guitars. I love collecting instruments. So, because I feel like at some point in time, next go round of the whatever, I'm gonna be learning the guitar. And every now and then, I just pick it up and I learn a chord and I just play that one chord all day.
Awesome. Okay, understood. Understood.
But
All
yeah,
right.
I
So
love music.
yeah, so Wanda, tell us, just tell us a little bit about excuse me, about your background and then about Route 664 radio. My granddaughter and I, we've been jamming on it all
Hey,
afternoon. So
I love it that the granddaughter enjoys it. Because I tried to, well, with Route 64, I wanted to incorporate all positive music from all different genres. And I've worked in many genres of music in radio in my illustrious career. Someone asked me the other day, or like, how long have you been doing radio? 15 years? I'm like, 30. Try 30. I'm like, either I look young or I sound inexperienced. I'm not sure what
You
really
look young, Wanda.
what he was striving for.
You
So
look
I'll go
young.
with that. Thank you. But yeah, so I got, there's pop music, there's country music, there, pop music really covers it all, if I just say it's all pop, but it's just but there's Christian music that I've picked some really good Christian stuff that's less condemnation and more about the love. And so it's all a lot of music about love, love of self, love of others, love of a fun time, and having where life is supposed to be fun. And I think some of the music is just fun music, dance music, and makes you want to dance and feel like if you're moving your body, you can't feel too bad. So stuff.
So
And
what
then
is,
it's also paired with the organization, the nonprofit that I work with is Endow America, and the Endow America Network Foundation. And it's a guy I met. I actually Les Winston is the host. He's a primary host and he is the spokesperson for the Endow America Network Foundation. He is also a chartered advisor in philanthropy. And basically, we've joined forces to just, he wants to encourage more people to be philanthropic, and particularly through the tax code of 664. And I can have him explain that a lot better than I ever could. So I've been working with him 10 years and I'm just now starting to grasp it. But I wanted to, I've always said, I like to give people the feels, and if you want people to do philanthropy, I think you have to touch their hearts a little bit more. So we're just doing it in any way that we can, and he gave me the opportunity to do it through music. And so we created the radio station to air the podcast that we record week to week on a webcast, and I take that audio, top of the hour, it's the podcast, and then rest of the hour is just music. And like I said, it's a country, some art, definitely R&B, some old stuff, some of the stuff that I grew up with. A little bit of classical in there. We tried some classical, but it just felt so dated to me, and it kind of slowed it down a little bit. So I've discovered some classical versions of newer songs, which are really cool. And then, once you get digging, you find a really cool classical stuff that's modern classical. And we also have a classical show on Sunday that's pure old school. Old school classical. So
Wow.
we have a jazz show as well. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun to create. So
So Sunday is the classical.
Sunday is pretty much our music show day, and we have a classical show at 6, but at 11 we have a jazz show, which is hosted by Les Haber, another old, a lot of these guys I'm working with are old colleagues that have just, I've wanted to love that music. And I, you know, if there was a person I go to about jazz, it would be Les, the other Les. There's two Leses on the show now, on radio station. And Michael Paxton does the classical show at 6 o'clock in the evening. And he's just, I just love to listen to him talk about classical, and he's just, he knows, and it's such a, you know, classical music, it is so old, and it's been done over, and there's so many versions of it, and there are certain composers, and then there's certain conductors, and then there's certain orchestras version of it, so it's just such a library of information, and he just always impresses me with so much that he knows about it, and so 3 hours of classical music, it's really nice.
Wow. So
like classy Sunday.
And it sounds like everybody who's the collaborators, you all are doing a genre that you enjoy, doing something that you love.
Definitely, definitely. Wow. Someone actually approached me and said, "Do you guys have a 50s, 60s show?" I'm like, "No, I'm really trying to stay away from the old stuff, but if we can just put it all in 1 hour or two, I'm open to that." Because honestly, the idea is to lure the youngsters in, to teach them a little bit about, you know, spending their money or saving their money or donating their money wisely. And through charitable giving, it's a good way to help your community and the tax break. But, you know, that's just the extra plus.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. You know, because in this society, in this day and age, we don't hear a lot about philanthropy. We don't hear a lot about community service. I don't, at least. Yeah. I don't hear a lot about people saying, "Oh, I donate my time to this," or, you know, "This, I donate this to charity," or, you know, I don't hear a lot about what people are doing to give back.
Right.
And to the community.
And through this, it's a charitable planning that you can accumulate. It's kind of like a 401k. I don't know what the tax codes all have numbers, but this is a 664 as opposed to a 401k or Social Security. And with Social Security, your money, when you pass away, that goes back to the government. With Social Charity, 664, it can go to any charity of your choice. And you can also collect retirement with it as well. So it's income for you. The slogan is "Income for You, Benefits for All."
I like that.
It's fun. It's a great project to be a part of. And if more than enough people, you know, get a Social Security account, Les's big concern is the debt, is America's debt, and trying to get the country out of debt so we can, and through this, we as communities can take care of ourselves as opposed to depending on the government to dole out that charitable, the money that people, I'm not sure where the government decides and does all that, Leswood, but you know, they don't have to worry about charitable, and they can charitable giving and taking care of charities and taking care of people, and they can concentrate on other things like maybe some healthcare.
You know, what's really interesting is I listened to a couple of people on YouTube, and they are very into service and giving back to the community. And so what they will do from time to, you know, on a regular basis, pretty much, is they will have a certain organizations, I guess, that the collective will want to donate money to. And then they'll, you know, they'll say, "Oh, well, you know, you can send a donation and here's where it will go," or they'll have the direct link, you know, and it's like, this is taking it a step further. Mm-hmm. And this is saying, you know, here's a way on a regular basis that you can give.
And you can grow it.
You can grow it, and but you can also, but it's also, it's a way of taking care of yourself, mm-hmm. but it's also a way of taking care of the community,
correct?
Of your choice. And I love it. I was listening, you know, we've been listening all afternoon, and so I noticed that right now that is the only advertisement that's on your radio station. And I wouldn't even call it or education. It's really education.
It is education. Yeah,
it's really education.
Definitely think of it more of education. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also he wants to, we need more philanthropic advisors. So jobs available, you know, an education for people that are maybe in some sort of advising or charitable or whatever you're doing and you're not happy, you can take other people's money and do good things with it. So it's a nice occupation if you can do it. Philanthropy has always interested me in a way. Like I just figured I'd set up a foundation when I made all my wealth and you know, do it that way. But there's other ways to do things and help, you know, so far this is how I'm doing it. And then we'll grow the wealth and then set up the foundation.
So Wanda, talk about the vision that you, the desire that you had to birth this. Cause I mean, I remember when this was like deep in your belly and, you know, you were, you know, pregnant with this dream, with this vision. Yeah. So talk about this.
Well, I mean, I guess I've always loved music, and when I got into radio, it was in college, and I just loved the idea that I could go to work and listen to music all day, and that was my job. And so I started in pop, worked in country, and then did a little bit of classical, not as well developed as Michael. Did some R&B and some gospel and some rock. And I've always loved different kinds of music. So and then I got into talk radio and I just missed it so much. And I realized that it kind of altered me because first of all, a lot of talk is a lot of opinions. So it can be a little irritating at times. And a lot of it was news. And I'm now the person that will tell you, turn off the news because there's nothing good in it for you. People say, I have to be informed. I'm like, do you really? I mean, is anything going to change? I mean, I can get the news from my neighbors, quite honestly, or I can just, at this day and age, I can just pop onto YouTube, see what I care about and not be barraged with all the other negative stuff, or I can take it in bits and chunks. So I was just like, enough talking, we need some more music. So I've just been, since then, just trying to get back into music, and I wanted to not just play the top hits or anything. I wanted to play hits from all, because I listen to all different kinds of music and I wanted it to be positive music from all different genres. Because I was playing Christian music for a while and it's like, you guys don't particularly hold the all the good music and all the happy music. There's good, and I think there's divine music, like some of Stevie Wonder stuff. I was just like, it's totally divine, and music is from God anyway, as far as I'm concerned. So I wanted to take all the good stuff from every different genre, anything that made me dance, you know, that's where I started, and anything that made me want to get up and I always felt like 10 times better after a session of at least my playlist or whatever it was. And that's, yeah. So that's pretty much how it came to be. And then Les came along, and people have always, when I would produce talk shows, I would always pick music, and they didn't always ask me to, but I would just, you know, music to go in and out of the breaks with, because they were generally novice broadcasters, so they let me kind of, I don't want to say push them around a little bit, but just let me do what I wanted to make the show fun and creative. And so I'd always add fun music and music that, one, there's one particular host, it just lifted him up and made him do a better show. So it just became the thing that I was the one with all the good music. So I just kind of, I guess, incorporated that aspect into it and just made it an all day thing. And I was never into the talking part. I was into just like I like doing the liners and just tell you what you're listening to and let the music speak for itself. So that's kind of it.
So what does you know, I don't know if you have typical days, but what does a day in the life of Wanda and, you know, Route 664 Radio look like?
Well, I programmed the day we've tried something. We're trying it, you know, it's still new. So we try different programming of how we're going to put up the shows. Because we have an archive of shows, unless, again, he's been doing this for years. But from the last year or so, these are shows that we did at a radio station in West Palm and different, you know, places that we've managed to air the show. And right now you can catch the show in a webcast form, which is on Facebook every Thursday from Miami Community Newspaper. So we got involved with them just because they're community.
I mean, another collaboration.
They're all about community, and they're, you know, all throughout, they have newspapers throughout throughout all of South Florida, really. And so we collaborated with these guys, and we take that show and repurpose it, just grab the audio, clean it up a little bit, as I love to do. And yeah, just put that on. So I program that in, and then the music, I just kind of let the music program itself, because I feel like there's some sort of divine thing going on anyway. And I know it's either algorithms, call them what you will, but I like being surprised at what comes next. I don't want to completely program the music. And I'm always pleasantly surprised at how different the music is, but how well it all blends together. Like, it can go from an old song to a new country. I mean, it's nice for me to listen to it and get that joy out of it. So I'm like, oh my God, I love this song. Oh my God, I didn't know this was coming up. Oh, that sounds so good together.
Nice.
So I like that aspect of it. And then we put together a few, I think I sent you, we're working on a cartoon, it's not a radio drama, but it's a radio animation. And then we're gonna put some actual animation to that and get it probably through that on YouTube. But for now, it's the audio that we produce. That's
I heard that today.
It's called The Adventures of Charity, which is another way to explain how 664 works. And we do it through our superhero, whose name is Charity, and Charity will save the world.
Nice.
And, you know, and that's on different levels that we really believe charity can save the world. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that. So I'm putting that together and just, and with the shows, the classical show and the jazz show. And then we have another friend who's in Sarasota. He's a house DJ, and he does a show every Friday night at 9. We call it the Party Before the Party, PBT, right? PBP, there you go. And so it's a little house before people start heading out. I'd like to, you know, help you get ready, get dressed. You know, people like to play music while they're getting dressed. And house music is kind of middle of the road, not too over the, you know, not too hard hitting. And it's kind of jazzy. It's a nice mix of music, and he does a great job. And so he puts his show together. So I just have to, you know, add it to the air, but the other shows I actually put together. So that takes some work over the weekend. And just finding new things to try and be creative with the show. It's just trying to be creative most of the day.
I was wondering, Wanda, is the show 24 hours, the music?
The station's on 24 hours, yes.
Awesome.
But it's the podcast, well, the podcast only run from 6 a.m. to 8. And then I have a morning meditation hour of just good. I generally will search good day and anything that has that kind of vibe to have a good day. So it starts with a friend of mine. She has an album. Her name is, it's called World of Giselle is the name of her band, but her name is Giselle, and she's a flautist, but her music it's like electronic. It goes back with that whole classical meets electronic. And she travels around, she calls it medicine music actually. So she has a song, it's called Water Prayer. And I've always loved it. It's about 15 minutes, 13, 12 to 15 minutes. And it's a guy, an Indian, it's got an Indian Native American vibe with the electronic, and him just saying a little water prayer. He's just talking about how blessed the water. And I'm like, if we could start every day with that, particularly here in Florida, it's like we need the water prayer every day. So we start the day with the water prayer, and then that goes into music that I pick from different genres of like this, I think this week it's like, and it stays the same for the week just because I want to, you know, there's no need to change it if it was working. And so I have Imagine by Pentatonix, which I just discovered. So I have,
you know,
that
that's my oldest daughter, though. That's her cousin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What is his name?
Oh, I love this world we live Pentatonix. In.
Malia. What is his name? What's his name? Kevin. Kevin.
So which one is he?
Kevin. He's the, because it's two African American guys now. But he was one of the original African-American guys that does the sounds with his mouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're so good. And just good day.
Beatbox. Happy
day.
Oh, my granddaughter beatbox. Told me beatbox.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, they're really, oh, they're beautiful. Their music is really beautiful. Yeah.
So, yeah, and then I try and throw in something old, Lovely Day from Bill Withers. I have thrown that in there, which is nice. Awesome to start. Any song that's great to start the day with.
Hmm.
So that's from 5 to 6, and then it goes into the podcast at 6. And then the podcasts are generally at the longest, I think, is about 20, 24 minutes. And then it's just music for the rest of the hour.
Hmm. Really nice.
Yeah. And it's just, yeah, you won't feel bad. There's not a song that, yeah, will leave you. Unless you just, Les made me take off a song once, which I rarely do. And I've only done it that one time. And it was, I'm Too Sexy for My. I was like, come on, Les, it's just a silly song. Like, I'm too sexy for myself. Too sexy for my something.
Too sexy, yeah.
Yeah, so he wasn't liking it. He wasn't feeling that one.
Wasn't feeling it. It's funny.
But wow. I have Macarena on there. I mean, stuff like that. And Rico Suave I dug out of the archives.
It's really fun. And, you know, it was music that I didn't have to worry about. You know, what are these words going to be?
Well, occasionally the S word will come in there. But to me, I'm like, 9-year-olds say that word when we're not looking, and it's not anything that's like the other words. Yeah. So that one, I feel like, and sometimes it's just part of the song. It really is. It just kind of, what are you going to do?
What is your future for the radio station, Wanda?
To have more listeners. So tune in, would you please? Just check it out. I just want to see those numbers grow. I mean, to me, it's kind of the YouTube of radio now, internet radio. So it's a lot more to choose from, but I think the mix of music is just, and we don't want to keep you long, just to, you know, I'd like a break in the day if you need to dance around the office or dance around your room or whatever, just get that feel good. Just no news. There is no news on the station. it's a good medicinal moment.
That would be really cool. For company, you know, to know that companies are piping this music into their, you know, into the office, you know.
And, you know, some philanthropic information too.
Some philanthropic information as well. Yeah. Wow.
So I'd love to have more philanthropists on. I'd love when he talks, we have advisors on, and, you know, advisors can only talk about so much.
For those who may not know, what is a philanthropist?
Someone who donates money, time, resources. They just give of themselves to help others. Philanthropy, the word is Greek. The origin of the word is Greek, and it's the love of humanity.
Ooh,
that's what philanthropy means.
Yeah.
So.
That's beautiful. Well, I think that you and your crew, I think you guys are doing a great job, Wanda.
Les Winston, because he's kind of brought us all together. And Les and I would just kind of find each other off and on. I would just call out of the, he was like, I was just thinking about you. I'm like, I know. That's how it works. That's just how it flows. And we get back together and do some stuff and do some more work together. And then this happened and idea is just to grow this and get more philanthropists in the world and certainly get some more advisors.
Wow. Well, I've got a few ideas that I'm gonna, you know, just kind of give you, and you know, you see whether that works out for you.
Okay.
As far as networking, but yeah, I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. So what do people need to do who are interested in listening to Route 664 Radio?
Well, the easiest way, you can find us on Facebook with it, and there's usually a quick link to the radio station there. We're with Live 365 Live, I think is the website, but there's so many radio stations. The easiest way is to probably go to Route 664. And Route 64 is the name of our webcast. And also most of the things we do now, because 664 is the tax code and Route 664 is the road to human kindness. So that's kind of how we've dubbed that. And yeah, go to Route664.org or socialcharity.org. Also at the same place, really, whichever you want to grab a hold of. Yeah, and the station will pop up automatically when you go to that website. Or if you go to Facebook, Social Charity, and Social Charity is social, S-E, charity, like security, but not. Social Charity.
Social Charity.
It's really easier just to say Route664.org.
Route664.org. I love it.
You can put a scroll across the bottom that's going across whatever that is.
Seeing Route 664.
I'd like to put a sign. Oh, do I have anything? No.
Yeah, we can do that, Wanda.
Go find it. Put the address. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We can do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. Wow. Well, that is great.
I get to do it from home. And I get to work from home. It's so exciting.
Wow.
Can't beat that with a hockey stick.
Get to work from home. You're doing what you love. You're helping people.
And I take breaks. I take walks. It's nice. It's great. I get revived and come back to work. It's awesome. Wow. And the work is kind of, you know, when it's, you're doing something you love, you can just pop in the middle of the night, you wake up with an idea and just go. Usually I try and jot it down and not get up and disturb the whole sleeping pattern, but you know, it's kind of always, it's always on. And I like that.
Very nice, Wanda. You know, I will definitely be advertising the radio show on my social media platform. And I think you're doing a great job.
I'll send you a link.
Awesome. I appreciate it. All right, Wanda. Well, thank you for telling us about
Social Charity. Yep.
And Route 664 Radio, which is just an awesome station. I made it one of my favorites on the radio, so that on my laptop, so I don't lose it. And really nice music to groove by.
It is. It's just, it feels, I, yeah, it feels good every time I listen to it. I'm really happy with it. Really.
All right, Wanda. Well, you know, it's 6 months from now, so we'll have to talk again about, you know, how it's going.
Yeah.
Or what we can do, you know, what we can do, some things that we can do to help you spread the word, you know, to get out the information about the radio station, about giving.
You talked about talking to Les at one point. If you can get him on.
I do. I will. Yeah, I would love to have him. I'd love to have him as a guest on Positively Affirmative. Absolutely.
You can ask him some good questions because, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As a business person.
All right. Sounds good.
So what's going on with Katrina?
Well, what is going on with me? I'm just trying to revamp Positively Affirmative, and I do a self-care moment on YouTube, and just revamping my shows, trying to make them stand out, you know, whatever that means. Writing, just trying to write some good content so I can help people.
Yeah.
So I can help some people.
It's all about helping people feel good.
Yeah, agreed, Wanda.
That's really the game plan. Agreed. And feel good in the process. I mean, how can you not?
Yeah. Yep. And then Hasina, she should be back soon. Mm-hmm. And she'll be able to tell us all about her adventures.
The great, great country of Africa, continent.
Yeah. Continent of Africa, yeah. She is on the
countries.
On the continent of Africa, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it seems like we all have our, even though we all come together, we all have our paths. You know, we all kind of have our little paths of things that we enjoy doing. And, you know, then we come together to, you know, to make the show positively affirmative. And it's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Nope, Wanda, we're going to bring this edition to a close. And we're just going to ask people to listen to Route 664 Radio and let us know. Let us know what you think.
Find us on Facebook. It is really easy. Lots of information there and lots of, you know, great posts you can always find on Facebook. So try to get some inspirational posts up there daily.
Awesome.
If you need a little inspiration.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, we will see you next time on another edition of Positively Affirmative.
Take care.
All right, Wanda. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Bless.